She's a very, and she's not snooty, she's just down to earth, she's a lovely person. I find her very nice.
Okay, now, I need to have some idea about your parents,
some,
where they were born.
My mother was born right up on this property that I have now. That was her, and that is one reason I was so anxious to come in possession of that property. It meant so much to me to have it. My father was born in, it's a little Georgia town, a little country place in Georgia out from Dalton. But he came to Chattanooga as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he'd been in Chattanooga long. He was very small when he came to Chattanooga.
Okay, and what about your education?
Oh, just now, my father, both of them, my father's mother died when he was a young, I would say, possibly 18 or 19 years old. My mother's mother died when she was 14. My mother was 14. And, of course, neither of them had a chance to get much education.
Yeah.
They could read and write and what have you. My father had a little more than my mother had.
What about their occupation?
My father was the custodian of a school when he died, and my mother, of course, she had just what you would call domestic work. She worked for the Brock family, the company Brock's, and one of the Brock's is a senator now in the United States Senator. But that's a grandson.
Yeah.
And, but my mother, her health started failing her. She had, I'll tell you, this deadly heart disease, coronary thrombosis.
Mm.
That's hard, you're not going to be able to spell it, coronary thrombosis. That's a heart disease. That means that, I think what it means, because one doctor told her that the clot, evidently a clot had gotten into the main artery or whatever it is, and although it had passed, but it had left that particular part of the heart valve or something damaged. But she lived knowingly. She was shut in 28 years. She was shut in right here in this house 28 years.
What about your mother's parents?
I knew nothing about my mother's parents because, as I say, her folks died when she was 14. Father, mother, I don't know who died first, whether the father or the mother, evidently the father. Because I remember her telling me how they had to, you know, yes, evidently the father had died because he said one morning the moon was shining so brightly that they thought it was daylight. And her mother got them up to go and pick blackberries. It was not daylight. It was still night, but the moon was shining. Oh, dear. Some people had it rough back then, don't they?
Tell me about your father's parents.
My grandfather. I knew him, and I knew my father's grandmother. She looked like a Caucasian. Her hair hung down here. She had blue eyes, and she was blind. And as a slave, she lived at the big house. And my grandfather was born, and of course his father was the man at the big house, the old master, they call him. But my grandfather, he had some Indian in him. He had sort of you know how the Indian's nose is not exactly straight, it sort of has a little something different. And my grandfather had blue eyes. That's my father's father. And his hair